Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My website's smallbusinessadvocate.com and also ageofthecustomer.com, which is the website for my new book, The Age of the Customer. We're having a great visit with our new friend, this new friend of the show, but somebody I've known for a while is with my work over the years with the SBA. Terry Dennison is here. Terry's district director for the state of Georgia of the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA, and she's been doing this now for quite a while, and she knows the story on how things are going there at the SBA, and has been around long enough to give us some perspective. Terry, you've been around through good times, bad times, hurricanes, and everything else. The SBA is not just for making loans, loan guarantees to small business. You guys are also doing storm recovery and those kinds of things, right?
That's correct. It's almost what I like to call the agency within the agency, mm-hmm. and that is our Office Disaster Assistance, who's there not only for small businesses to help them with recovery after a natural disaster, but also in some cases homeowners and renters as well.
Mm-hmm. Right, and so this happened after Katrina. And I'm sure you guys are doing stuff on up in the Sandy, Hurricane Sandy region in the north, and many other places. And this has really been part of the charter since day one, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
And a lot of people don't realize that, in conjunction with FEMA, you guys go in and help businesses and homeowners and from the real estate standpoint as well. So I know you guys have done a lot of that sort of thing. What are some of the other things that we need to know about the SBA?
Yeah, so I'm glad you mentioned that, because people always think of us, as you say, in terms of money, but we offer a variety of services. We provide management and technical assistance to help provide guidance to businesses that are starting up and to existing business owners. We do that with our Small Business Development Center network.
Right, SBDCs. They're probably around 1,500 SBDC professionals around the country who partner with the SBA.
Yes, and they provide a range of assistance.
If there's a local college or university, junior college, even in your area, there's probably an SBA. I'm sorry, an SBDC office there or nearby. What do you think, Terry?
Definitely, it's a very extensive network. Mm-hmm. So I would say, you know, there's always one. I would say within a 50 to 100 miles or
yes.
less.
Yeah,
and more often.
And they do
less.
A great job. SBDC does a great job. Small
yes.
Business Development Centers.
And we have SCORE, of course, our volunteer
right.
partner.
Right, and they got a 50-year anniversary this coming up soon.
Yes, they do.
Good buddy
exactly
Ken,
10 years
our good
than
buddy Ken Yancey is heads that up. He's been with us many times before. The SCORE, they just call themselves SCORE right now, but they're not just retired executives.
Exactly,
they got currently working executives also who are volunteering to donate their time to help small businesses, right?
Yes, that is correct. And then we have our Women Business Centers.
Women Business Centers. Used to be 106 of those. I don't know how many there are now. How many do you know, Terry, how many there are?
Somewhere in there, maybe a little less
yeah.
than 100. But they provide also management and counseling mm-hmm. assistance. They will assist men as well, so don't get upset.
I like to tease. I've had many of the people who head up the women's business centers for the SBA, and I always tease them about what if a guy shows up, you know.
And then
but they tell me if a guy shows up, he has to listen, though.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But of course, the primary focus is on women entrepreneurs.
Right, right.
One office I want to throw out, because especially for existing business owners that doesn't get a lot of play, and I like to mention them whenever possible, is the Office of the National Ombudsman.
Mm-hmm, yep.
If a small business is encountering excessive enforcement actions from a federal agency, maybe excessive fines or harsh penalties.
Right. From any government agency.
Yeah, or really, really
OSHA,
you know, detrimental customer.
Or any of the organizations, OSHA. Just contact the ombudsman. Who is the ombudsman now? Do you know his name? Her name?
His name is Brian Castro, and I'm proud to say he's a fellow Cornelian.
All right.
So that always is a plus. But he's been in that position now for just, I believe, under a year.
Right.
And you can submit your concerns online. There's a form you can fill out, or you can call.
He'll take your call.
The office.
Yeah, they'll talk to you if you got an issue. One of the things I want to point out, though, Terry, is later this week, I think on Friday, you're going to be on Ruth King's Small Business Week television programming at ProfitabilityRevolution.com. Ruth King's going to be interviewing you again to talk about some of these things, right?
Yes, she is.
Want to make sure we do that. SBA.gov is the website. Terry, thanks for all the great work that you've provided for small business owners over the years. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
We'll see you next time. Terry Dennison, ladies and gentlemen, and I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.